Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Let's Talk About Love, a radio outreach of Labor of Love Evangelistic Outreach Ministries, where we open the Word of God and break bread together. Prepare to be transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit as you receive the Word of God that will transform your heart, renew your mind, and bless your soul in Jesus' name. Now, here's your host, evangelist and author, M.G. Page.
Praise the Lord. God bless you and welcome to Let's Talk About Love. It is another Thursday that the Lord has kept us. Hallelujah. And it is my pleasure, blessing, and privilege to be here with you tonight. Hallelujah. I'm so happy about what the Lord is doing. Amen. And I just want to encourage each and every one of you that God knows exactly what he is doing. Listen, I know it may seem like your back is up against the wall. Some of you are in situations where God is stretching you and stretching you some more, and they're stretching you a little bit further. But that's all right, because he has a definitive, strategic, and specific plan concerning your life. Oh, yes, Andrioko. And he's going to get the glory out of you. You got to know that tonight. It's all about him. Andriosha. Thank you, Jesus. And it's about him getting the glory. Oh, in order for him to get the glory, your flesh can't be present. In order for him to be glorified, you have to be crucified. Come on here. Hallelujah. And it's all right. He's doing a thing. He's working on you, in you, through you, and on your behalf tonight. Yes, he is. Woo, I'm so happy to be here in the land of the living, y'all. Hallelujah. There's been so many reports that I've heard, so many stories and, amen, testimonies of people passing away, you know, just so suddenly. My God, listen, we got to understand something. The Bible says that in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, we're going to be caught up out of here. If we're ready, come on. Hallelujah. That is the hope of glory for the saints. Our Jesus coming to snatch us away. Oh, and that can happen at any moment. My God, that's what we got to be ready. Hallelujah. Ooh, listen, don't let God process you, hear me? Don't stop letting him do the work. Don't get in his way. Don't faint now. Don't get weary. Come on, keep pressing your way through, because our redemption really draws nigh. We're closer than we think, amen? And if we're not careful, we'll get caught up and mixed up and all tangled up, come on, in this world system, and we'll miss out on what the Lord is saying and doing. Amen. Hallelujah. But God has great plans for us. Amen. And I want you to be encouraged in knowing that he ain't through with you yet. Amen. I had something else, so I thought, in mind tonight for the word. The Holy Spirit had been dealing with me in this word, and I like I said, I had something else. I thought he was going to take us one way in the scriptures, but the Spirit of the Lord dealt with me at the ninth hour. Amen. To say, I want you to speak to the children about Gideon. Amen. And I want to speak to the Gideons tonight by the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Amen. To say that, listen, you have a charge to keep and a God to glorify. Listen, you can't look at your circumstance and look at who you think you are. Amen. But God wants to use you in a very peculiar manner in this end time. All right, let's get into the word some. We have some reading to do, and then we want to let the Holy Spirit go ahead and speak to us. All right, Judges chapter 6, verses 1 through 14, and it reads like this: And the children of Israel did eat evil in the sight of the Lord. And the Lord delivered them into the hand of Midian 7 years. They were punished with captivity. Lord, please help us in America. Yes, let's read that again. The children of Israel, God's kids, did evil in his sight. Oh, and what did God do about it? He delivered them into the hand of their enemies. Oh, woo, 7 years. America! Look out! Glory to God. Righteousness exalted the nation. Yeah, we got some cleaning up to do, a whole lot of it as a nation. Amen. All right, verse 2, and the hand of Midian prevailed against Israel, and because of the Midianites, the children of Israel made them the dens which are in the mountains and caves and strongholds. Israel was afraid. God's people were afraid of these giants, these ites. You remember when the Lord began to speak to the children of Israel about them going into their place of promise, how they were to beware of the ways, come on, the traditions and the behaviors, the customs of the ites, the giants in the land, Perizzites, Canaanites, Amorites, come on, Girgashites, yeah. They were enemies of God's children. Well, because of disobedience and sin, God delivered these children into the hands of the enemy. Now we're speaking about the Midianites, who historically were a very vicious people. Oh, they were known for some mess. Oh, God, just slaughter and murder and raping. And listen, it was not a good situation to be found in, to be in captivity to these people. And so it was when Israel had shown, listen, that the Midianites came up and the Amalekites. Ooh, we got a couple enemy folk going on up in here. The Midianites and the Amalekites and the children of the east, even they came up against them. Oh! I want you to understand something tonight. God is not to play with. Do y'all hear me? And God is going to get his best out of his people because his name is on the line. So, if you name the name of Jesus, you can't do any and everything. You can't be, oh Lord, you can't be caught up in any and everything. Hallelujah. You're not going to disgrace God's name and think you're going to get away with it. Thank you, Jesus. Come on. A good parent going to pop out the kids. Come on here. They're going to discipline their children when they're wrong. You're not just out there acting a fool by yourself. You represent the family name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What you do is a reflection on this house. Come on here. Amen. So, the Israelites were afraid because these people were ruthless. Mm-hmm. They encamped against them and destroyed the increase of the earth. Till thou come unto Gaza and left no sustenance for Israel, neither sheep nor ox nor ass. Listen, these folks were stealing their stuff. Every time they worked to sow seed, oh God, it's talking to somebody. Oh, here come the Midianites and the Amalekites and the children of the east. Here come the enemy stealing hard. My God, taking all of their sustenance, their animals, their livelihood, their, come on here, all their increase, their blessings. For they came up with their cattle and their tents, and they came as grasshoppers for multitude. For both they and their camels were without number, and they entered into the land to destroy it. And the enemy come but forth to what? Steal, kill, and destroy. But please understand, God ordained this here to chastise his people. All right. And Israel was greatly impoverished because of the Midianites. They were under the curse of poverty. Mm-hmm. And the children of Israel cried unto the Lord. Isn't that what we do? Get ourselves in trouble. Get in trouble, and then we cry to the Lord. And what does he do? Oh, God. He's so faithful to us. Look at this. And it came to pass when the children of Israel cried unto the Lord because of the Midianites, that the Lord sent a prophet unto the children of Israel, which said unto them, thus saith God of Israel, the Lord God, I brought you up from Egypt and brought you forth out of the house of bondage. Let the record show. Mm-hmm. And I delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians and out of the hand of all that oppressed you and drave them out from before you and gave you their land. Mm-hmm. And I said unto you, I told you, that I'm the Lord your God. Fear not the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But ye have not obeyed my voice. And there came an angel of the Lord and sat under an oak, which was in Ophrah, that pertained unto Joash the Abishrite. And his son Gideon threshed wheat by the winepress to hide it from the Midianites. Here we find Gideon and his father just hiding wheat. Mm-hmm. so that the Midianites would not steal their wheat. And as the people of God were crying out to God, he sent a prophet to say, listen, it's your fault that you're in this predicament. It's your fault that you find yourself suffering at the hand of your enemy. You opened up the door. Yeah, and so God is getting ready to solve the problem. He's so faithful because he could have left them there, just like he could leave us in our mess, but he's so faithful. Hallelujah. Let's look at this. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, the Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. Now, please look at the picture. Here it is, they're in captivity. And here it is, Gideon is helping his father to hide their food, oh God, so that the enemy won't come and steal it. Can you imagine what it must be like to live under that type of oppression, to live under that type of fear? Listen, you're not just hiding from the book. Come on here, from big bully off the street, a bully. Listen, these folk will kill you, cut your head off, slice your children in half. We're talking about a great enemy. Don't care nothing about you. Oh, your God. Oh, yeah. The fear, the terror that he had to be under, trying to help his daddy hide this wheat. And here come God saying to the angel, the Lord is with you, thou mighty man of valor. Man of valor, I'm hiding from the enemy. I'm scared. Ow! Of what the enemy might do to us if he finds us. Oh, mighty man of valor, you got to understand something. In spite of what you see with your natural eye, God has called you by name. How? And he calls you victorious, not failure. Triumphant. Come on. Look at it. And Gideon said unto him, oh, my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why? Why then is all this befallen us? And where be all his miracles which our fathers told us of, saying, did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord has forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites. Just, Lord, if I'm a man of valor, if I'm so great and you are with me and everything is all right according to what your word says, how come I see the exact opposite? How come we're being caught by the enemy? Why am I living under the curse of poverty? Why do I have to hide my stuff? Why am I living in fear? Why am I depressed? Hallelujah. Why have you delivered us into the hand of the enemy, Lord? What's really going on? How have we gotten here? How have we gotten to this place? How have we gotten ourselves in this predicament? Oh, God. I want you to know that God hears you tonight. Because there are many of you tonight that have question marks hanging up over your head. Why? I mean, it's all come off. It's all over. It's all over the atmosphere. I see it. Question marks. Lord, why? Lord, why? Why me? Why my house? Why my pocketbook? Why my property? Why my marriage? Why my health? My vehicles? Why my body? Even your son, though. Why my job? Why my dreams? Why my goals and aspirations? Oh! Yeah. And yet in the midst of it, God says, you are a mighty man of valor. You are a mighty daughter. Ooh, of Zion. Lord, have mercy. Don't you know how much God loves us? In spite of our mess, in spite of the damage that we may have caused, hindering, yes, Lord, other souls by our ill behavior, misrepresenting still has a plan for us. Yeah, yeah. And the Lord, look what happened. And the Lord looked upon him and said, go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have I not sent thee? God ain't going to joke your heart. I try to thank God for these messages, but I want you to understand that God is speaking to me too. Because sometimes we seem to forget that we're in this together. In the midst of all that's going on in the nation and in the church, God has called you out. Yes, you. Yes, you. He's called you out for a specific assignment to turn the nation back to his heart. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Look at the question that God asked. He said, I want you to go in your might. He didn't say go in your degree. Go in your book smarts. Oh, God, he didn't say that. He said, go in the strength that you have. You, what you got. And save Israel from the hand of Midian. Oh, it sounds like what the Lord told Moses to do. Moses, I need you to go up against Pharaoh and tell him, I said, he got to loose my people. But Lord, she got no education. I ain't got da-da-da-da-da. I spell her over, but oh, come on here. Excuse that excuse. He said, use your eyes. Use what you got. You are more than who you realize at this moment. You got the nerve to see yourself through the eyes of the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. You got to know what he says about you. Mama Mancho. Handi Yokosha. It don't matter where you come from. God ain't looking at that. Look at what he told me. Go in this your might and save Israel from the hand of Midian. Have I not sent you? God said, I commissioned you to do this work. Hallelujah. I'm sending you. Glory to God. All right, let's read a little bit more. And then we're going to read from Judges 7, 1 through 7, and then 19 through 21. Come on. Then Jerubbaal, who is Gideon, same name for Gideon, and all the people that were with him rose up early. God had given him the commission, and when you read the rest of chapter 6, you'll find that Gideon was yet unsure after the Lord had commissioned him. So he began to do what a lot of us do, fleece the Lord. In other words, we said, Lord, if this is really you, show me a sign. And Lord, if you want me to go this way, then do this. Amen. And God obliged him. The Lord honored his request. Amen. And so the Lord proved, he confirmed to him, yes, son, it's my voice. You're not bugging out yet. I'm sending you to deliver my people out of the hands of the Midianites. All right. So then Gideon and all the people that were with him rose up early and pitched beside the well of Harod, so that the host of the Midianites were on the north side of them by the hill of Moreh in the valley. Mm-hmm. And the Lord said unto Gideon, the people that are with thee are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hand. Let Israel vaunt themselves against me, saying, my own hand hath saved. Woo! Beloved one that's out there wondering why you by yourself, why God has cut off, have cut off so many folks from you. Handi Yokoshande. When it seems like there's only a handful in your circle. Not even a handful, some of us only got one or two folk. Covenant folk, come on here, that God has assigned to be with you to fight this battle that you're facing, to help you in your assignment. Glory to God tonight. I thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. He said, you got too many folk, Gideon. I know. You thinking that you need all this entourage here. Yeah, I know you feel that you need a whole lot of backing, but listen, it's time before you. Who can be against you? And I'm going to cut the numbers down because y'all not going to be able to say, well, we did this by our own might and by our own power. Go to verse 3. Now, therefore, go to proclaiming the ears of the people, saying, whosoever is fearful and afraid, let him return and depart early from Mount Gilead. If you're scared, You need to go home now. Oh! Don't even listen. If you hear and fear, you're not going to be of no help. How about that? You listen. You're not going to win no victory. You're not going to win no battles operating in fear. You might as well pack up and go home and hold up the red flag of white flag of surrender to the devil right now. Oh, but I serve a God who has not given us the spirit of fear, but the spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. Yeah. And then returned of the people 20 and 2,000. Look at how many people turned back and then remained 10,000. Look at that. So God dealt with the spirit of fear. He cleaned house from that. Amen. And look at what happens. And the Lord said unto Gideon, the people like, yes, too many. You still got too many folk. Bring them down unto the water, and I will try them there for thee. And it shall be that of whom I say unto thee, this shall go with thee, the same shall go with thee. And of whomsoever I say unto thee, this shall not go with thee, the same shall not go. Everybody can't follow it now. My God, the Lord keeps speaking that thing. Week after week after week. Ow! Everybody's not assigned to you. Remember when we spoke about that with Abraham? The Lord told him to get out of his father's house. Lot went and he took it. The Lord ain't going to take nobody. Hallelujah! Glory to God. Look at what happens. God said, well, I'm going to tell you who can go and who can't. And the one that I say can't, will not go. Under the Bosha. I don't care how else come on up in here. How much they pat you on the back and they say it for you. If I said they ain't going, they ain't going. Amen. It will behoove us to obey the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. And the leading of the Holy Ghost. All right. Read it. Let's read it. Verse 5. So he brought down the people unto the water. And the Lord said unto Gideon, everyone that lappeth of the water with his tongue as a dog lappeth, him shalt thou set by himself. Likewise, everyone that boweth down upon his knees to drink. And the number of them that lapped, putting their hand to their mouth, were 300 men. Mm-hmm. But all the rest of the people bowed down and put their knees to drink water. We got a problem there. Why? Because they're not watching. Ooh. Yes, God. And the Lord said unto Gideon, by the 300 men that lapped will I save you. Oh, I'm going to save my people by the 300. Rebo Kushman, a small number that are equipped, Lord, equipped and anointed under your shot, that have warfare strategy under their belt. Oh! They don't take God a whole bunch of thousands of folks to do nothing. Praise God. Hallelujah. Look at verse 7. And the Lord said unto Gideon, by the 300 men that lapped will I save you, and deliver the Midianites into thine hand, and let all the other people go every man unto his place. Send the rest home. Hallelujah. Judges 7, come on, 19 to 21. So Gideon and the 100 men that were with him came unto the outside of the camp in the beginning of the middle watch. Very important prayer watch, okay? We can get into that another time. And they had but newly set the watch, and they blew the trumpets and brake the pitchers that were in their hands. The Lord gave specific instructions of how they were going to utilize their warfare weapons in this fight. Amen. They blew their trumpets and brake their pitchers that were in their hands. And the three companies blew the trumpets and brake the pitchers and held the lamps in their left hands and the trumpets in their right hands to blow with all strategy. Uh-huh, specific instruction. Yeah. And they cried the sword of the Lord and of Gideon. And they stood every man in his place round about the camp, and all the host ran and cried and fled. I want you to understand something tonight. Oh, I feel the Lord here tonight. It doesn't matter, son of the bow, what you have been going through up until this very moment. If you're sitting under the sound of my voice tonight, I prophesy to you the word of the Lord. God says to tell you that your name is victory. Under the bow, Shia. You might be asking from the page, I don't feel very victory. Victorious. Listen, your salvation and who you are in Christ, your placement in the kingdom, your seat in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. It's not based on how you feel. It's not based on natural circumstances. It's not based on your own opinion of yourself. It's not based on what's been in your bloodline in the past. It's not based on the workers and the labels that have been spoken over your life. It's not based on whether or not folk like you or you fit into that club. It's based on the word of the Lord. Thanks be unto God, who's given us a victory, my God, through our Lord Jesus Christ. Hey! 1 Corinthians 15, 57 and 58. Thanks be to God. That thanks be your mama, we thank God for her. That thanks be to your husband, thank God for him too. Thanks be to God who gives us the victory to our Lord Jesus Christ. Your victory ain't coming no place else. It's not coming through any other way except through the Lord Jesus. You may be trying to win the battle on your own, using your own tools. You got to use what God gives you in order to obtain real victory. Look at 2 Corinthians 2 and 14. Now thanks be unto God, who always causes us to triumph in Christ. That's the only way you're going to win. Do you hear me? See the page? I keep pitting my head up against the wall. Listen, your way ain't working. Don't you get it? Listen. You got to let go and let God see yourself the way he sees you. Go by Bajai. Adopt and adapt his ways, which are high above ours. His ways are not our way, neither his thoughts our thoughts. That's why we have to commit our way unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Thanks be unto God, which always calls us to triumph in Christ. Now, if you are outside of Christ, you ain't going to triumph. Do you understand that? If you're trying to do things outside of God's way, his mechanisms, his means of doing things through Christ, it's not going to work. Why don't you humble down and surrender? Surrender to the Lord. Step up to the meaning of who you really are. God says your name is victory. He's already given it to you. Hallelujah. You're going to have to be like Gideon. Use the strange things. Come on. God uses the foolish things of this world to confound the wisdom of the wise. A pitcher and trumpet to go after these crazy people. This slaughtering enemy. You're going to use a pitcher and a trumpet? What is that going to do? What God anoints it to do? David, you going to use five stones against a champion of war, Goliath, who stood at 10 feet tall, and you ain't nothing but knee-high to a duck, and you going to use five rocks? Yes, I'm going to use what God gave me to win the victory. My name is victory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, I pray for the person and persons and household represented under the sound of my voice who are represented on this line tonight. Father, I decree and declare victory as they submit and commit their ways to you. Father, I thank you for the change and the shift, not only in their situation, but in their spiritual posture. Father, I decree and declare a shift and a change in their mindset, that they will not lean to their own understanding, but in all of their ways acknowledge you, knowing that you are faithful to direct their paths. Father, we want to give you glory, honor, and praise for victory in every battle that Zion faced as we submit and commit our way to you. Father, help us to be humble before you at all times. We honor you and praise you, Lord God, that you see us as you have made us, victorious. In Jesus' name and by his blood, amen. Beloved, listen, that's my time. I got to go. But if it be the Lord's will, I'm going to be right back here next Thursday doing the same thing, talking about love. Hallelujah, and lifting up our love, Jesus the Christ. I love you guys. If you can join me on Saturday, join me for Made Whole Radio. We're going to be having a wonderful time. I love you guys. You're in my thoughts and prayers. Bye-bye.
It is our earnest prayer that you have been blessed and empowered by today's program. You can contact MG Page on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn. You can also write her at Let's Talk About Love, P.O. Box 1066, St. Helena Island, South Carolina, 888-382-9920. Until next time, God bless, and remember that God has a sure plan for your life.